Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, we are delighted to be joined by our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn. I just have to say to you, Ed and I there, we were chatting about New Year's resolutions and he just said to me that he got this great book about addressing procrastination and he said he was hoping, you said you were hoping to read it this
week. Yes,
thinking,
I know.
Which I thought
great?
Was very funny.
Yeah, it's working, isn't it? Yeah, I wonder if Kindle, it was a special offer for $2.99, the 10 top tips to avoid procrastination. I said to Carl, I hope I get around to that this week.
But he wasn't even trying to be funny. It was...
No, it made me laugh anyway.
Well, one area you certainly never procrastinate about, and that is travel. And in opening the travel clinic this week, in fact, we're going to concentrate on trends for 2022 because we've had a ton of questions in because people are chomping at the bit to get away and maybe have perhaps a different experience or to see what people or where people are, might be going this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And in researching a lot of this stuff, right, I was chatting during the week to a lot of travel agents, you know, very curious to see like what's happening and stuff. Chatted to Paul Hackett, the president CEO. Of the ITAA, and he was Click and Go as well. And the message that was coming across was, and a lot of people were saying the same thing, and a lot of the travel agents, just getting the message out to people, just to saying to people to book now, because if you have been looking, and people have been looking at prices, like some incredible prices, I mean, loads of return flights, for example, to like the Canaries for like €100 return. I mean, you know, stuff that you would never really have seen before. There's great value to be had in, again, the old traditional places like Carl's Spain, Portugal. Croatia is flying at the moment.
I love Croatia.
Yeah, a lot of people there, a lot of the agents telling me that they couldn't, they're having trouble getting beds for summertime.
Really?
There's been a huge they did a lot of promotion in the US, Croatia did, the tourist board there last year, and there seems to be a lot of Americans this year booking Croatia. So again, the message was, right, the prices are there at the moment, very, very low, very good packages, but don't expect this to continue.
Yeah, you mentioned Paul Hackett there from Click and Go, and Paul was on with us a few months back, and he was saying that for 2022, that the chances are that the cost of travel is going to go up and perhaps through the roof. So that sort of ties in with what you're saying. Don't expect that if you wait, you're going to get a cheaper deal, because the chances are you're not. Now is the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, what's interesting is, you know, in travel, like, it's a bird in the hand, right? Because if I see a deal and if I see a flight that's good, I mean, I'm a bit impulsive as well, I suppose, but I mean, I won't hang around and sort of say, oh, maybe it'll come down, because it doesn't usually come down. You know what I mean? But as I said, when you see, like, I was looking there at even, you know, Spain, like a lot of the places that we were chatting about last week, actually, I got a lot of people who really wanted more info about that lovely Rioja Navarra wine route. Loads of that around Spain, of course, that you can do all over, because it's such a varied country and with all the different climates. But a lot of people were very interested in that, the self-drive thing. Now, a lot of the US agents, Kira from Platinum Travel, Tour America, a few of the other people I spoke to, very big road trips, Michigan, Central Midwest America, the national parks, Yosemite, Yellowstone, a lot of people looking for that, mountains, things. Another thing that really came across during the week was interesting. Pilgrimages, right? Now, spiritual trips are way up. Loads of people going to Lourdes, loads of people going to Fatima, Medjugorje, our friends in Marian Pilgrimages there. They've put on a flight from Dublin to Mostar, which is right into Bosnia, which is right beside Medjugorje, because of the demand from June to September, which is great for pilgrims here. But of course, it's not just that. It's not just the religious angle to it. But I'm not sure, you know, what you could say is going on, but there's almost it's an element of thanks as well, or people just, you know, wanting to be in places where there is calmness. Yeah. I think that's a lot to do with it. And that's coming across not just in terms of those places, but even the Holy Land, which has a lot of restrictions. Again, loads of people asking about that.
Looking for this connection,
yes,
I guess.
Looking for this connection.
This kind of spiritual connection.
Yeah, and Ireland, in fact, here, Lough Derg, I was chatting to them because they haven't finalised their programme for 2022 yet on their website, lochderg.org. They do these three-day pilgrimages, and an awful lot of people, again, looking, you know, that aren't going to be for flying or whatever they're going to be doing, huge amount of interest in that. And in America, the Celtic mystical tours to Ireland are all back on for July and August. Coming here, doing your Sligo's, you know, your Benbulbin, your New Grange's, all the kind of places
they go to
we have
as well.
Here.
Knock,
absolutely.
Still go to
knock, knock,
knock
who's there. And, I mean, big time stuff. But the Hill of Tara, really, really busy. I was talking to the National Trust people in the north. There's loads of people kind of gravitating to these places. Just a sort of a peaceful kind of a calm. Now, again, like Spain, you know, we were chatting about Portugal. I mean, you don't have to do those necessarily pilgrimage stuff, but very big. The Camino, as we spoke about, yeah, again, people just looking for that. And the message, I would say, you know, with everything now calming down, I mean, who doesn't know someone now that hasn't had COVID? And again, thank God, touch wood, everybody that I know anyway has all basically like a bad flu or whatever. So it seems to be all working, and thank God, according to plan, which is great. There was a weird article, by the way, in the Irish Times during the week, caused a lot of upset. This journalist, she wrote about, you know, 9 trips to take that were under 3 hours rather than an infectious flight. Now, a very, very sort of, what would I say, foolhardy word to use, because
yes,
it upset a lot of people.
Yes, yes.
Because Malta's 4 hours, Greece is 4 hours, anywhere you go, the Canaries are 4 hours. But, you know, this was again what I would call, and I'm not being, you know, coming down necessarily because I think the Times has great stuff, but this is what I would call clickbait, you know, articles where how to avoid long infectious flights, you know, 9 places to go with under 2 hours. I just thought that, you know, a lot of people got upset.
But in fairness, there will be people who will be interested,
yeah,
in that, who,
yeah,
would say, yeah, you know, the idea of spending 9 hours on a flight really is not doing it for me,
yeah,
at the moment.
Of course.
So I can get that side of it,
well,
too.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you know, I was at Faith Healer during the week, and I was jam packed in with people, the theatres, the restaurants. So, you know, where do you call a halt? In fact, the filters, as you know, on the planes are probably the most advanced. And Michael O'Leary will give you an hour a tuition on this,
no
by
doubt
the way.
About it.
So they would tell you that they're probably one of the safest places, Carol, that you could be. So, I, you know, but I just think there's a lot of headline grabbing and stuff as well going on. But just not particularly helpful, the word infectious, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all realising that we are going to be able to live with this. And travel, of course, coming from the island of Ireland, we adore travel, and it's always been in our blood to travel. I don't think that's ever going to change.
Absolutely, absolutely. But as we've also said before too, and we've discussed at length, there are so many wonderful places in our own country to discover and explore. And even just to go back to what you were talking there, Ed, about, you know, having a spiritual experience this,
yes,
year,
yes,
that there's plenty of that on our own doorstep. Absolutely. And in fact, if you go and listen back to some of our podcasts, you'll get all the information you need there. And as always, of course, go to your travel agent, because they can point you in the right direction too.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. And as I said, a lot of green shoots and a lot of positivity out there. And, you know, I can see as well from the January sales now, Aer Lingus again and Ryanair and reporting massive bookings,
yeah,
and the agents very busy during the week. So it's fingers
it's
crossed.
Positive.
I mean, the words have all changed. A plane full of positive people going on holidays, Carl. But are you positive or are you negative? Oh, I'd prefer to be with negative people. You just can't win, can you? You can't win anymore. Where's that book on procrastination?
I'm positively negative.
Anyway, guys,
right,
whether you're
then
going to Loch Derg or you're going to Medjugorje or wherever you're off to, happy travels.
Absolutely. All right. And again, if you have any specific questions for Ed of a Travel Nature, please do get them in. Ed at traveltalk.ie. Ed Finn, always a pleasure. We'll chat with you next week.
Happy weekend.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.